This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for March 16th. I'm Paul Plack. A United Space Alliance worker was killed Monday morning in a fall at Kennedy Space Center's Launch Pad 39A. The incident is under investigation. Endeavor's schedule should not be affected. The Pentagon has grounded the entire fleet of F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighters after an A model developed an oil leak and suffered a double generator failure in flight last week. A fund has been established to assist Kyle and Amanda Franklin following Saturday's crash during an airshow performance in Texas. Brian Foley Associates says it's working quickly to put together an alternative offer for Cirrus Aircraft in time to head off a sale to Chinese investors. Cathay Pacific Airways, based in Hong Kong, has ordered 10 new Boeings and 15 new Airbuses. It's taken more than two decades, but the ugly battle to expand capacity at Chicago O'Hare International Airport may finally be into its endgame. A U-2 spy plane from the 5th Reconnaissance Squadron, stationed in South Korea, is helping with damage assessment work following the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Following a winter of huge storms, work crews from the Metropolitan Airports Commission have begun deploying temporary sections of flood wall at St. Paul Downtown Airport in Minnesota. And a California stunt pilot did 64 inverted spins in a row, but fell short of breaking the record. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with ballooning legend Tom McConnell about 40 years of history at Albuquerque and about a book commemorating the balloon fiesta, which will be available soon. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.